I'm about to pull into my parking spot, so I'm going to say 7-3s, and y'all have a great day. Y'all be careful out during this wet roads, and avoid the bright traffic. KF4MUF, 7-3s.
Have a great day, KO4HK.
Have a great day and be safe. This is WTJKT.
Me and you now.
While it's gridlock at the 290 overpass, so I can't go anywhere.
But I've got probably another 15 minutes or so.
Well, if it keeps blocking the left turn back on 85 South, so the 85 South traffic is backed up all the way down back toward the Chick-fil-A, and nobody's going anywhere because people can't figure out that they're just not supposed to block the left turn.
Yeah, you got a law of stupidity in drivers anymore.
As much as it's selfishness, just don't care.
That 1 second earlier that they get somewhere it's helping them out. It's really not. Really coming down over here.
Back on, and it's really starting to pick up here just south of 290. Wasted 20 minutes with that breakfast stop there. That was a disaster. Now I'm in super heavy traffic because I didn't make it to the office in time.
Hey, Devin. Oh, you never know until it's done. And yeah, traffic is just, it's bad out here on 25 this morning.
Okay.
About 6 inches of standing water on the road.
For it now, and it has quit raining, so hopefully it's going to let up on you soon.
These people get away from me. Fucking up even worse now.
Get out of it soon here. It's all right here down south of the airport.
This kid's standing out at the bus stop this morning.
Shut down a lane of 85 South here. They're just north of Pelham Road, I think. They've got the construction trucks with the arrows slowing down in the left lane.
On through it before it stops.
Hopping to pick something up.
Nothing big, and then get on with it. And then cause too much trouble for people this morning.
Not by it, but they're still back there stopped in the left lane, so I don't know what they're doing. It's looking like a write-off.
Know what you mean. I'm having trouble over here myself. The rain for now. We'll see how long that lasts.
Your body on me this morning, but it's been pretty clean since about exit 60, you know, up by the airport or something. So I'm down here at Woodruff now, and it's been dry.
So what I've been through right there. Once I got in the tool truck, water standing on the side of the road, splashing up on the belt, making it slip. Just been a fun morning.
It was supposed to rain today. I got it actually woke me up in the middle of the night last night. It was pretty heavy rain we had in Shelby, and I hadn't seen anything on the forecast last time I looked.
That's what Matthew and I were talking about. We didn't even think it was supposed to rain. Where are we getting it now?
Stand by. I'm in that hole at Woodruff Road. WTJKT.
Yeah, no problem hearing you. Even when you were in the hole, it's just the receive for you. I know I deal with the same thing.
At last?
Didn't think it was supposed to rain either. That's what Matthew and I were talking about this morning. Neither one of us knew it was supposed to rain, and then here we are getting a flood.
All right, man, there is definitely some red and yellow all just north of Greenville, north of the airport, up where you are. But down at 85, it's dry now, all the way down to my office from here.
I've circled back around just a little bit. I go down 276 and come into Cedar Lane Road and 253 heading back toward Whitehorse that way. It's dry as a bone right here where Cedar Lane Road and 253 cross. I mean, ain't rained at all.
It happens. I do see if there's like a little hole in the storm where it looks like it isn't raining. But yeah, sometimes it just happens like that.
nature is just a wonderful, marvelous thing sometimes, isn't it?
Campers would just get out of the way.
Isn't that funny how when the weather's bad and things are bad, everybody wants to be in the left lane? It'd be because of all the puddles on the right-hand side of the road that happened down here.
In the left lane, going under the speed limit with high beams on, so that tells you something. I mean, that's for sure.
Several of them this morning doing the same thing. I don't understand what they're doing. They got the flashers on, high beams on, and ain't doing anywhere close to the speed limit. Funny, I'm over here next, I don't know if you know the area over here on Woodside, looking toward Legacy School, so I'm looking west, and you can see blue sky.
It gets pretty clear behind the storm on the weather map, so maybe this is something that's moving through.
I've arrived at my first stop here this morning, so I'm going to say 7-3. I hope you have a safe trip the rest of the way, and be careful out there.
Good timing, because I'm starting to lose the repeater anyway. Pretty far north for it, but anyway, that's the way it goes. Have a great day, man. Be safe. I'll talk to you again later. This is W2JKT73.
HKX, clear.